வந்தேகம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 26th of July, 1975, in Laguna Beach, California.
In one place denied and one place there is sense. You are not three. Even though you want sunshine, there is no sunshine. So I will feel free. You bring sunshine. But that is not happening. There is superior arrangement. So to accept that superior arrangement, that is real business. Not to declare freedom falsely. That is not possible. If I say I am free from the law-abiding process, law given by government, I am free from the law of the government, that is not possible. If you become outlaw, then you'll be arrested and put into jail. What is the use of declaring that I am free from the government laws? There is no freedom. Whatever little freedom is given to us, if you utilize it properly, that is very nice. If we unnecessarily declare that I am free from any obligation, that is madness. That is the mistake of the modern man, that especially in the Western country, unnecessarily they are declaring freedom in so many ways. Unnecessary. He's not free, but he's declaring. That is described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, I think, or some other, or Prem Vibhor. Yes, there is a book, Prem Vibhor. Pisachi paile jano madichanna hoy, mayagrasta jiver sahi dasa upoja. Freedom is declared by persons who are completely under the clutches of maya. He declares freedom. And he is so much haunted by the ghost maya that he thinks his bondage is freedom. That's like a drug addicted person or drunkard. He is thinking I'm free. He lies down on his street sometimes in madness. Who can permit me? You have seen madman lying on the street. I've seen it. All traffic stopped. So this kind of freedom has no meaning. It is involving oneself with the strict laws of maya. There is no freedom. And just like a child, if he becomes free from the parents, it is not good. It is dangerous. His life is at risk. If a child without the help of parents go on the street, is that freedom? Is nice? That kind of. Therefore Krishna says that whatever little freedom you have got, just surrender that freedom to me. Sarvadharvan prithajya mami kansa. You can come forward.
Mr. Service Professors of Theology and Economics, respectively.
Thank you. I was talking with this boy about freedom. And so I say that there is no freedom for us. We are always dependent. So, what is your opinion about it?
I agree with that.
Thank you. Take Bhagavad Gita. Find out this verse, Prakita Kiramanani Gunai Karmani Sat. You can read very distinctly. You do? Or you do? Good. Prakita Kiramanani Gunai Karmani Sarvasa Ahankar Vimuratma Kastaham Iti Mannati.
Prakate Kriyamanani Guna Karmani Sarvasha Ahankara Vimudhatma Kartaham Iti Manyate. The bewildered spirit soul, under the influence of the three modes of material nature, thinks himself to be the doer of activities which are in actuality carried out by nature. Two persons, one in Krishna consciousness and the other in material consciousness, working on the same level, may appear to be working on the same platform, but there is a wide gulf of difference in their respective positions. The person in material consciousness is convinced by false ego that he is the doer of everything. He does not know that the mechanism of the body is produced by material nature, which works under the supervision of the Supreme Lord. The materialistic person has no knowledge that ultimately he is under the control of Krishna. The person in false ego takes all credit for doing everything independently, and that is the symptom of his nescience. He does not know that this gross and subtle body is the creation of material nature under the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and as such his bodily and mental activities should be engaged in the service of Krishna and Krishna consciousness. The ignorant man forgets that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is known as Rishi Kesha, or the master of the senses of the material body. For, due to his long misuse of the senses in sense gratification, he is factually bewildered by the false ego, which makes him forget his eternal relationship with Krishna.
This is false ego, to think of oneself as free. You are professor of economics?
Yes.
I think I may remember there is economist Professor Marshall. Marshall's economics?
Marshall.
Yes.
You know, you must be. I think he gives definition of economic impetus, family affection. I was a student of economics in my student life, Scottish Church's College. So we had to read this Marshall economics, I think. So what is the economic impetus? Why people want to earn money? So the reason he gave due to some family affection. Am I right?
I couldn't get the last part.
Family affection is the impetus for economic
development.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's dependent on the family affection. Then economic impetus won. And I think he has given another proposition that if man can easily leave, then he will not work. That is the nature of man. Therefore, a rich man's son, he does not work because he has father's money. He can spend in America, the boy is a rich man's son. Therefore, so many boys are not working. They have got easy income, and they are not working. And because there is no proper work, they are becoming hippies. They are manufacturing independent. Idle brain is a devil's work. This human psychology is the same everywhere. In India, many rich man's son, until he has spoiled his father's whole money, is restless. And when he is turned to a beggar, then he says, I've seen many. Spoiling his father's money like anything. And the same man, when he is beggar in the street, he feels happy. I shall quote one statement of a very big man, politician, Mr. C.R. Das. So he died in 1925. He was about our father's age. So he was earning in those days 50,000 rupees per month. 50,000 our rupee or dollar is the same, although exchange value is different, but the locally the purchasing capacity is the same. So he and his wife were sitting on the corridor, and the wife was talking that, why you are so morose, always you are earning like anything. You have got respect as political leader. Everyone likes you. You have no one. Why you are sorry? How you can become happy? What is your program? So, on the street, one mendicant was going on. He said, I want to become like that mendicant, then I will be happy. And at last he became like that. So, sometimes one who is possessing more than required, he wants to become a beggar again. So, I repeatedly say this to American boy, that by the grace of God, he are very much opulent materially. If you don't take to Krishna consciousness, then you'll have to become beggar again. Because we know these two things, sometimes beggar, sometimes rich, sometimes beggar, rich. Do not know third way. Renouncing and possessing. But both these two things are wrong. Because you haven't got anything. So what you can renounce? Just like this morning, I came here. And they have given me this room to stay. And if I say, next morning, I renounce this. The question will be, when you possess this room, that you are renouncing. And if I say, I possess it, and that is also wrong. Because somebody has given me this apartment to live for some time. So where I possess, and how I renounce? But we know these two things only. Sometimes we possess. Economic development means to possess, and to become hippie means to renounce. We know these two things. But we cannot possess, we cannot renounce. That is real knowledge. What do you think?
I'm just listening.
Huh?
I'm just enjoying listening.
No, you must give your opinion. You are not a scholar. Our philosophy is that we cannot possess, cannot renounce. So what do you think about it?
I'm not quite sure what that means precisely.
That's right. This table belongs to somebody else. How can I possess it? And if the table belongs to somebody else, how can I renounce it? Renouncing means if I possess something. But if I have nothing to possess, where is the question of renouncing? And if the thing belongs to somebody else, how can I possess it? This is my problem. You cannot possess other things. Then you'll be thief. If I possess others' possession, then I'm thief. And if I renounce, then I'm false renouncer. But he did not possess anything. So where is the question of possession and renouncing come? But the whole world is struggling, some group is struggling for possession, which is called economic development. And some group is trying to renounce it. Just like a rich man said, without any labor he possesses, others remains property. He wants to renounce it. And the poor man is trying to possess it. These two classes of men are working. One is trying to possess and the other is trying to renounce. There is no other third group.
What about those who are just possessing enough to maintain their bodies?
Body is maintained by the birds and bees, the worms and ants, they are also maintaining body, but they do not possess it. So therefore, natural law is that without possessing, you can maintain your life.
You have to possess some food, some shelter.
No. The food is supplied. Who is supplying food if there is a hole in your room?
You go get it,
and so many thousands of ants are coming out. Who is supplying food? Are you supplying? That here is a hole, there are ants. They must be giving some food. Of course, that is your duty according to Vedic civilization. But who is doing that? But he is quite healthy. There are so many fishes in the water, many millions. Who is giving food there? There are many elephants in African jungle. They eat at a time 40 kilos. So who is supplying food? This is not the problem. If the bird, beast, animals, fishes, aquatics and cats, dogs, everyone can get food, what you have done, that you will not get your food. You are human being. This is the right conclusion. That if food is supplied to the elephants and to the ants by some superior arrangement, what I have done, that I will not get my food. Tasyaiva hita prajate hita kovida. Find out this verse. Tasyaiva hita prajate hita kovida. Nalabhate jad bhramatam aparajadha. Tallabhate dukkha vadannata sukham. Kalena sarvatra gavira ramhasa. Tassa eva hito. These are our Krishna books to convince the people, scholars, philosophers, scientists, economists. We have written 50 books like that.
Tassa eva hito prayate ta kovido. Nalabhyate yad brahmamattam uparayadha. Salabhyate dukhavad anyatak Kalina Sarvatra Gabhira Ramhasa. Persons who are actually intelligent and philosophically inclined should endeavor only for that purposeful end, which is not obtainable even by wandering from the topmost planet, Brahmaloka, down to the lowest planet, Patala. As far as happiness derived from sense enjoyment is concerned, it can be obtained automatically in course of time, just as in course of time we obtain miseries, even though we do not desire them.
Parpar.
Every man, everywhere, is trying to obtain the greatest amount of sense enjoyment by various endeavors. Some of them are busy, engaged in trade, industry, economic development, political supremacy, etc. And some of them are engaged in fruitive work to become happy in the next life by attaining higher planets. It is said that in the moon the inhabitants are fit for greater sense enjoyment by drinking soma ras, and the pitraloka is obtained by good charitable work. So there are various programs for sense enjoyment, either during this life or in the life after death. Some are trying to reach the moon or other planets by some mechanical arrangement, for they are very anxious to get into such planets without doing good work. But it is not to happen. By the law of the Supreme, different places are meant for different grades of living beings, according to the work they might have performed. By good work only, as prescribed in the scriptures, one can obtain birth in a good family, opulence, good education, and good bodily features. We see also that even in this life one obtains a good education or money or bodily beauty. Similarly, in our next birth we get such desirable positions only by good work. Otherwise it would not so happen that two persons born in the same place at the same time are seen differently placed according to previous work. But all such material positions are not permanent. The positions in the topmost Brahmaloka and in the lowest Patala are also changeable according to our work. The philosophically inclined person must not be tempted by such changeable positions. He should try to get into the permanent life of bliss and knowledge, where he will not be forced to come back again to the miserable material world, either in this or that planet. Miseries and mixed happiness are two features of material life, and they are obtained in Brahmaloka and in other lokas also. They are obtained in the life of the demigods and also in the life of the dogs and hogs. The miseries and mixed happiness of all living beings are only of different degree and quality. But no one is free from the miseries of birth, death, old age, and disease. Similarly, everyone has his destined happiness also. No one can get more or less of these things simply by personal endeavors. Even if they are obtained, they can be lost again. One should not, therefore, waste time with these flimsy things, but one should only endeavor to go back to Godhead. That should be the mission of everyone's life.
Well, this is our mission. We have propagated this. Do you think it is all right?
Do I think it's all right? Well, it's a point of view.
What we are doing is that we are teaching people that don't bother about your economic condition of life. It will come automatically, what you are destined to obtain. You better utilize your energy how to get out of this condition of life, birth, death, old age, and disease.
Isn't there room
for both? This is our philosophy, we are preaching.
There would not be room for both?
Both means?
Or the two?
Both economic development and spiritual advancement.
Yeah. You can. Actually, there is no need of economic development. But if you think it is required, you can do that. But don't forget your real business. That is all. We don't condemn, but economic development, just like in America. And when I did not come here, of course I know that everywhere everything is there. But I thought that America is very rich, there is no poverty, there is no crime, because there is. But when I came here, I saw everything is there. as in India, as well as in America. There is crime, there is poverty, everything is there. At least they are voluntarily accepting poverty. Let's say hippies. Most of them are coming from rich family, rich father. But he has volunteered to lie down on the street. Why? Why he doesn't care for economic development?
Maybe he said too much.
Huh?
Maybe he said too much.
Whatever it may be, but that we see in India, on account of poverty, many men are lying on the footpath. And here also in Europe, America, you see, although he's coming from rich family, government is rich, government is endeavoring to take them back to a nice place, they will not go. So, these three classes are men, rich, middle class, and poor, everywhere. Either it is rich country or poor country. Then we have to accept by nature it is so arranged that these three classes of men will exist. Then the question is, where is the benefit of economic development? If these three classes of men will exist anywhere, so where is the use of economic development? Even one is placed in developed economic condition, rich family, rich. He is accepting poverty voluntarily. And there is a big park in Amsterdam. There. You have been there?
I've heard of it, the Vondel Park.
Huh?
It's called the Vondel Park.
Thousands of hippies are lying down there. And London, I've seen in St. James Park, early because I go for morning. And the police is kicking, hey, get up, get up. And government has engaged man, why you are living like this? Come here, if you have no home, we are giving home. They don't care. Therefore, the Shastra says that simply try to make man Krishna conscious. That is required. Tasyaiva hito prajateta kovida. In other life, either high-grade life, low-grade life, there was no chance of becoming Krishna conscious. But the human life, there is chance. Krishna conscious means when he speaks Krishna, God. But there is the chance. So, the Shastra says, instead of endeavoring for other things, better you try to become Krishna conscious. That will solve all the problems.
If you see that their father has not become happy by their riches.
Yes, they have got some reason, certainly. So they refuse to adopt the way of life of their father or grandfather. So they must have some reason. But on the total, we can see that these three classes of men, one in great prosperity, one by media, and one in want. These three classes of men, they are everywhere, all over.
He asked if you were, Srila Prabhupada, if you were familiar with another yoga society founded by one Swami called Yogananda. He calls it the Self-Realization Fellowship. And they have a practice to recruit wealthy men as their members. I simply asked if you knew of that.
Do you think this hinders with their development?
No. Spirit soul is the same thing either in wealthy man or poor man. The spirit soul is not different. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmani Gavihastini Sunicheta Sapaketa Pandita Samadarsha. He, Jogananda, thinks like that only a rich man is able to practice yoga. That is wrong. A poor man can also practice yoga. Because yoga means connecting, linking up with the Supreme. So as spirit soul, everyone is fit to connect himself with the Supreme. That is the statement in the Bhagavatam. Sabai pungsan paro dharma jato bhakti radhukar. That is first class self-realization when one tries to connect himself with the Supreme. And the Supreme can be connected by anyone. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Māṅhi pārtha vipāśrītya jīpīṣu pāpajūna. According to Vedic philosophy, one becomes poor on account of his sinful activities. So, pāpajāni, so although he has taken birth in a degraded family or poor family, spiritually he is pure. Simply, one has to revive his spiritual consciousness. And that cannot be checked by any material condition. Ahoituki apratihata. Spiritual self-realization cannot be checked by any material condition. So, why? Rather, opulent condition is not favorable for practicing yoga. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhogai sajya prasaktana payapurita chetasa. Those who are too much attached to material enjoyment, they cannot practice yoga.
The reason why I asked was because other spiritual masters such as Jesus and the Buddha have required first that people give all of their possessions to the poor rather than give them to a community fund, such as the Self-Realization Fellowship.
Yes,
that
is right. Because after all, why to the poor? We say, I do not know whether Jesus Christ, Lord Buddha says, but generally people are inclined to give to the poor. They say, you have got some money, I go, so give us some contribution for spending for Krishna consciousness. He will not like very much. And if I go, I ask some money that I am going to open some hospital for the poor suffering humanity, he'll give him. Is it not the general tendency? If I say, moneyed man, please give me some money, I'll spend it for Krishna, he'll not give. But if I approach him that I am going to open a charitable institution for the poor, he'll give me. So, if Jesus Christ and Lord Buddha has said like that, just to try to make this man dispossess, but he'll not be inclined to pay for Krishna, he'll be inclined for the poor. The real purpose is to make him dispossess. Unless he is penniless, he will not take to God. So the real purpose is to make him dispossess. But he will not be inclined to pay his money for God. So let him pay to the poor. Yes. Otherwise, if anyone has got money, he should return it to God, because it is God's money. Ishavasyam idam sarvam jatkinchit jagatyam jagat. Find out this Isha Upanishad. Everything belongs to God. That I was speaking, that we don't possess anything. This big ocean, is it our proprietor, property? But we are claiming this portion of Pacific is mine. How it became your? Did your father manufacture it? But we are claiming falsely. This is mine. This is American portion. And this is Japanese portion. This is that portion. We do not possess it, we falsely claim it. This is our condition. Actually, it is the possession of God. God has created this land, this ocean, the sky, the air, the fire. You have not created. You have claimed. We are claiming this space is ours. You cannot fly your plane on this space. Do they not do like that? But how the place came to your possession? You have not created it. That is misunderstanding. I do not possess it, still I claim it is my property. And there is fight. You are claiming something, your property. I am claiming something as my property, but none of them belongs to you or me.
In America, there's a great deal of material development, but very little spiritual development.
Therefore, we have given him the Krishna consciousness that material development is very good, provided it is added to spiritual consciousness. Zero is very good when it is added with one. Otherwise, thousands of zeros together is still zero. But if there is one, then it increases value. If you have got 10 zeros, so together 10 zeros, it is zero. But if you add one, the 10 zeros means some millions.
No, billion.
Billion. The zero is there, and one is there. You add together, then the value will increase. Otherwise, it will remain zero. And because the so much material opulence is zero, therefore the hippies are disappointed. It is zero. What they will do is the zero.
Our parents in America teach us that we ought to be doing good things for other people. Should we be engaged for our fellow people?
But that you do not know how to do good to the people. Just like a diseased man, the doctor has ordered that he should starve. But if you go in the hospital and you take sympathy with the starving person, oh yes, starving for the last 3 days. If you give him some food without the permission of the physician, then you will be punished. So he may think that, oh, here is a starving man. I must give him some food, but you are liable to be punished. So, first of all, learn how to do good to others. But that is described here. The saiva hita prajati hita govi. To bring him to the knowledge of self-realization. That is, if you can distribute knowledge to bring him back to his consciousness, original consciousness, that is real welfare activity. Otherwise, if you manufacture something, that this man is starving, let me give me some food. It may be wrongly done and you are liable to be punished. First of all, you must learn what is actually good to the human society. Then if we do that, that is good. In ignorance if we do it, then we may be liable to be punished. Besides that, your thought is imperfect. Just like you try to give food to some living being, but other living being you send to the slaughterhouse. You do not consider. You put your philosophy that the animal has no soul. They're like dead matter. But that is not the fact. the animals also have got soul, and the human being, he has got also soul. The ant has got also soul. Everyone has got, every living being has got soul. Why you are inclined to do good to the human society? What is the reason? How not to the animals?
Because we see ourselves in other humans.
Hmm?
We see ourselves in other humans more than we see ourselves in animals.
Okay.
Identification.
So that identification is there in the animal life also. The animal, dog also tries to protect his cat. So that sense is not sufficient to be human. That sense is visible amongst the lower animals. In Kanpur, I was sitting within the room, and one monkey came outside the window, and she had a child. So somehow the plane, that child entered into my room through the railings, and the mother remained outside. The mother became mad how to get the child. Then I pushed the child out of the room, and she immediately embraced her. The affection is there. You'll find everywhere. And birds, beasts, animals, large animals, big animals, the same affection is there. If you strike one crow, then thousands of crows will gather. Caw, caw, caw. You have seen? In India it is very... And they will bite you. If you have done any harm to any crow, all the crows will come.
Were some of the animals destined to survive through the destruction of other animals?
Yes. You are also destroying so many cows daily. Although you are a human being, do you consider that why these cows should be slaughtered? They are also living beings. So what about the animals? If man can slaughter so many animals daily, then if a tiger kills another one animal, what is wrong there? That is the distinction between man and animal. Everyone has to eat somebody. And nature's law is one living being is eating another living being. Jiva jivasya jivana. So the snake is eating the frog. The frog is eating another small animal or some flies. And the snake is eaten by the mongoose. And the mongoose is eaten by somebody else, by cat or by dog. So this is the law of nature. Therefore, the human being is suggested that you should take Krishna Prasad. Eating is required, but you don't eat like the lower animals. You take Krishna Prasad. In the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Patram Prasvam Phalam Toyam Jumi Bhakta Prajachit. Anyone who is offering me his devotion and love, leaves vegetables, fruits, flowers, milk, that I take. So we take Krishna Prasad, the remnants of food stuff left by Krishna. So that is our pleasure. We take Krishna Prasad. Although there is also maybe not killing, because if I take this flower from the tree is not killed. If I take grains from the paddy, yes, so it dies before all these food grain plants. When the food grains are ripened, they dry. So it is not required to kill the plant. When it is already dead, you can take it. Good grains. and you take milk, the cow is not killed. The milk is nothing but transformation of the blood. So you are taking milk means blood. The blood is in red color and milk is in white color. It is blood. Unless it is blood, how so much liquid comes from the body? So we take the same blood in a very intelligible way, so that cow may live, he can continue to give me more and more, and I take more benefit from the wonderful food, milk. This is intelligence. And because cow blood is very beneficial for health, if I kill the cow, that is not very good intelligence. In our new Vrindavan, the cows are giving more milk than others, because they know we shall not kill them. They are happy. We get from Bhagavatam, find out this verse in the first canto, I think. Kamang babarsha parjanya, kamang babarsha parjanya, sarva kamam dudamahi. Find this verse.
Varsha parjanya sarva kama dukamahi sishchu smah prajan gava kaya sod aspatir muda.
So, yes, I read the translation.
During the reign of Maharaj Yudhisthira, the clouds showered all the water that people needed, and the earth produced all the necessities of man in profusion. Due to its fatty milk bag and cheerful attitude, the cow used to moisten the grazing ground with milk.
That's right. Because the cows are very cheerful, the milk was dropping from the milk bag, so that the grazing ground became muddy. It was muddy not with water, but with milk. So how much milk was being delivered by the cows? Because the reason is why they remain cheerful. What is that? Second line?
Due to its fatty milk bag and cheerful attitude.
Cheerful attitude. He, cows know. They have got intelligence. That we will be killed. Therefore they are not supplying sufficient milk. They cannot. Just like if your mind is full of anxiety, you cannot work fully. So because they are denied this cheerfulness, you are getting less milk. If you keep them cheerful, they will give more milk. This is nature's economic development. Artificially, you cannot increase the production of milk. But according to the instruction of Sita, if you keep them cheerful without any fear, they will deliver double milk. So therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is recommended that cows should be protected in the human society. If you want to eat meat, you can kill insignificant small animal, but don't kill cows. There are other animals, hogs, pigs, goats, lambs, or birds, so many things. If you are at all interested in meat eating, but don't kill cow. Find out this verse from Bhagavad Gita. Krishi guraksha vanityam vaishyakarma sabhava. Those who are vaishyas, economic development. Vaishya means economic development. They should produce ample food grains and give protection to the cows. Just like our Krishna's life, his foster father was a vaishya. So he is keeping so many hundred thousands of cows. And Krishna was entrusted to take charge of the calves, Krishna Balaram. So although they were very rich, father's son, still they are taking the calves in the forest for tending in childhood. Still, we have seen in Mayapur, the small children, they are taking Yeah, very nice one. I'm sorry. After all, it is animal. The small child has got to stay, and he has been trained up. I have to allow them to graze. Get them? So according to Bhagavad Gita, and that is very nice, that economic development means you produce more food grains and more milk, then it will solve all. There will be no scarcity of food or happiness. How are this Krishna society, young boys and girls, they prepare so many nice things from milk. It is nutritious, very palatable, healthy, everything. And we take food grains, fruits, milk preparations. That is very easily available. You can get enough fruits if you cultivate trees and plants. That is recommended in Bhagavad Gita. Patram pusmam phalam toya jumi bhakta bhajit. What I have given per part of that verse?
Kishi gauraksha.
No. Kamang bhagarsha purjanya.
Oh, yes. Good point.
The basic principle of economic development is centered about land and cows. The necessity of human society are food grains, fruits, milk, minerals, clothing, wood, etc. One requires all these items to fulfill the material needs of the body. Certainly one does not require flesh and fish or iron tools and machinery. During the regime of Maharaj Yudhisthira, all over the world there were regulated rainfalls. Rainfalls are not in the control of human beings. The heavenly king Indradeva is the controller of rains, and he is the servant of the Lord. When the Lord is obeyed by the king and the people under the king's administration, there are regulated rains from the horizon. And these rains are the cause of all varieties of production on the land. Regulated rains not only help ample production of grains and fruits, but when they combine with astronomical influences, there is ample production of valuable stones and pearls. Grains and vegetables can sumptuously feed a man and animals, and a fatty cow delivers enough milk to supply a man sumptuously with vigor and vitality. If there is enough milk, enough grains, enough fruit, enough cotton, enough silk, and enough jewels, then why do the people need cinemas, houses of prostitutions, slaughterhouses, etc.? What is the need of an artificial luxurious life of cinema, cars, radio, flesh, and hotels? Has this civilization produced anything but quarreling individually and nationally? Has this civilization enhanced the cause of equality and fraternity by sending thousands of men into a hellish factory and the war fields at the whims of a particular man? It is said here that the cows used to moisten the pasturing land with milk because their milk bags were fatty and the animals were joyful. Do they not require, therefore, proper protection for a joyful life by being fed with sufficient quantity of grass in the field? Why should men kill cows for their selfish purposes? Why should men not be satisfied with grains, fruits, and milk, which combined together can produce hundreds and thousands of palatable dishes? Why are there slaughterhouses all over the world to kill innocent animals? Maharaj Parikshit, grandson of Maharaj Yudhisthira, while touring his vast kingdom, saw a black man attempting to kill a cow. The king at once arrested the butcher and chastised him sufficiently. Should not a king or an executive head protect the lives of the poor animals who are unable to defend themselves? Is this humanity? Are not the animals of a country citizens also? Then why are they allowed to be butchered in organized slaughterhouses? Are these the signs of equality and fraternity or nonviolence? Therefore, in contrast with the modern, advanced, civilized form of government, an autocracy like Maharaj Yudhisthira's is by far superior to so-called democracy in which animals are killed, and a man less than an animal is allowed to cast votes for another less than animal man. We are all creatures of material nature. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the Lord Himself is the seed-giving Father, and material nature is the mother of all living beings in all shapes. Thus, Mother Material Nature has enough foodstuff both for animals and men. By the grace of the Father Almighty, Sri Krishna, the human being is the elder brother of all living beings. He is endowed with intelligence more powerful than the animals for realizing the course of nature and the indications of the Almighty Father. Human civilizations should depend on the production of material nature without artificially attempting economic development to turn the world into a chaos of artificial greed and power only for the purpose of artificial luxuries and sense gratification. This is but the life of dogs and hogs.
Now men are killing their own children, is it not? Even cats and dogs do not do this. Although they give birth at a time, half a dozen children, still there are not answers to kill them. Why you are there?
I must leave.
Huh?
I must leave. Thank you.
Arrange. Give him some person.
There's so much mismanagement in different parts of the world that there's so many revolutions now in all parts of the world, including India, Africa, and even the United States. There's so many problems based on the fact that their food grains and milk supply are not being supplied nicely or distributed nicely. Now, supposing that there is a demand that there should be good management for it, how these things should be distributed properly, by what system, so that people can get these things in a way that they can become God-conscious and at the same time have their...
God-consciousness does not depend on distribution of food. It requires cultural education. It does not mean that one who has got enough food is God-conscious. Then the food distribution is not one of the conditions for becoming God-conscious. That is wrong project. If people are given sufficient food, they will become God-conscious. That is not the thing. But people advance this theory that we are now economically distressed. We cannot turn our attention to God-consciousness. That is a wrong thing. God-consciousness does not depend on any material condition.
Srila Prabhupada, earlier you had said that nature provides each species its foodstuff, but in other species other than man we see that it's immediately obtainable, but man has to work for it, and he has to wait for the fruits of his labor. Why is that nature's arrangement?
Nature's arrangement in this material world, you cannot eat without work. Even if you are lion is considered to be the most powerful animal. He has to capture one animal. He cannot think that let me sleep and the animal will come automatically in my mouth. You have to work. This is material work. So that work is simple work. If you have got land, everyone has got land, you just work little and it will produce a food grain. And the food grains will give food to the animal and man. The animal cow, he will eat the grass and he will take the grains, twice it will kill the animal. We haven't got to arrange for his food. He produces paddy, the plant. When it is dried, it is good for animal. And you take the grains, why should you kill him? And he will deliver you. If you protect his life, he will give you nice milk. So you keep animal, cows, and grow food grain, then your food problem is solved. So if your food problem is solved and your cloth problems is solved, then where is your economic necessity? Then you save time and cultivate Krishna consciousness. The real business will be how to cultivate, how to become advanced in God consciousness. that the animal cannot do. You are claiming more intelligence than the animals. So use your intelligence in this way. Don't spoil day and night for your economic development. So-called economic development means as soon as you become stout and strong, then sense gratification. Then you cultivate the culture of nudism, that Los Angeles beach. Beach for nudies. Is that written there?